It was in the salons of Paris during the early 1830s that the young Franz Liszt met Frédéric Chopin, heard Chopin's music, and heard Chopin play the piano. It was, for Liszt, a revelation. Chopin's music taught him that the piano was capable of a level of poetry, of intimacy, of exquisite quiet and lyricism that he had never before imagined. And it's clear that Chopin was likewise impressed with Franz Liszt. Chopin's 12 etudes, Opus 10, of which we just heard number 4, were published in 1833 and dedicated to Franz Liszt. Chopin and Chopin's music marked the last step in the development of the piano before the colossus of Franz Liszt. So, onwards please, the amazing life and times of Liszt. Liszt's family. Despite rumors to the contrary, rumors promoted powerfully by the man himself later in life, Liszt was not born of the Hungarian nobility. In fact, nothing could be further from the truth. His Liszt ancestors were German-speaking migrant farm workers. They were serfs, let's call them what they were, who ventured into Hungary from Lower Austria sometime in the mid-1700s looking for work. And so begins a success story equal to anything Horatio Alger could dream up. Staying in Hungary by dint of hard work and just plain good genetics, elements of Liszt's family clawed their way up out of poverty, received an education, and became important members of their community. Among these elements of the Liszt family was Franz's father, Adam Liszt. Adam Liszt, spelled L-I-S-T, the family continued to use the old German spelling of the surname until Adam Hungarianized it by inserting the Z, rendering it Liszt. Adam Liszt, Franz's father, was born in 1776. He was a talented pianist and cellist who, as a teenager, played cello in the Esterhazy Summer Orchestra under the direction of Joseph Haydn himself. Oh, in his later years, Adam loved to talk about having regularly played cards with Haydn during their breaks. Intelligent and fiercely ambitious, Adam ultimately became an administrator and bookkeeper for the Esterhazy family, the same family of Hungarian nobles that had employed Joseph Haydn as the musical head of household for 29 years. Between 1805 and 1809, Adam Liszt lived and worked at the family corporate headquarters at Eisenstadt. They were simply the best years of Adam's life. He played cello in the court orchestra, studied piano with Johann Hummel, Haydn's successor as chief musical honcho, and had the opportunity to meet and work with the stellar musicians who came to Eisenstadt to perform, including Luigi Cherubini and Ludwig van Beethoven himself. It was a crushing blow then, one he never recovered from, when Adam Liszt was summarily transferred to the village of Rating. Rating? Where? Well, yes, exactly. There to become the intendant of sheep flocks for the house of Esterhazy. Whoop-dee-doo. Rating was only 30 miles from Eisenstadt, but it might as well have been on another continent. Alan Walker writes, and I quote, "Rating broke Adam's heart. He sank into a chronic depression characterized by a total inability to come to terms with his mediocre existence, a condition from which he was finally rescued when his son's early genius manifested itself and he began to see his own frustrated ambitions realized through the wonderful career of his child," unquote. Oh yes, the child needs a mother. She was Anna Lager. Adam met her in 1810 when he was 34 years old and she was 22. Anna grew up in Austria. The deaths of her parents when she was only 9 years old forced her to move to Vienna, where she worked as a chambermaid for 11 years. She was, by every account available, a cheerful, thrifty, honest, loving person who adored her only child, her son, the famous musician Franz, and was worshipped by her three grandchildren, Franz Liszt's own children, Blandine, Cosima, and Daniel, whom she raised as her own. Anna and Adam, oh, isn't that cute? Anna and Adam were married on January 11, 1811. Franz was born 10 months later, on October 22, 1811. One last word about Liszt's Hungarian background before we move on. It is true that Liszt's mother was Austrian and his father was of Austrian heritage. It is also true that Liszt spoke German. The entire family spoke German at home, although this was by no means unusual. German was the politically correct language of Hungary, which was then part of the Austrian Empire. Now, having said this, the Hungarian-born Franz Liszt was a passionate Hungarian patriot. Late in his life, Liszt wrote, and I quote, "I may surely be forgiven that, in spite of my lamentable ignorance of the Hungarian language, I remain from my birth to my grave, Magyar in heart and mind," unquote.